interesting conversation going on right now, and you can be a part of it. 317-239-1009. Also, if you can't get through that way, on Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. Follow us and let us know what you think. Last week, an anti-diversity memo was leaked at Google. It went viral. Pretty much, it was this male white guy saying that, look, he thinks Google is kind of, not doing their full potential. They're sacrificing the company's best interest for the sake of diversity instead of hiring the best possible candidates. So that means that they might hire a woman instead of the best candidate. They might hire a minority instead of that. And just an interesting thing. We're wondering, do you feel like it's more important to have diversity in the workplace, or should you hire solely based on experience? Alex had an interesting story that somebody messaged us about a teacher at IPS, and kind of an interesting opinion to take on this, too.
Yeah, I just basically said, to summarize my opinion, and I would be extremely offended and upset if I found out that I got my job because my company wanted more demographic diversity instead of hiring me because I'm the right person for the position based on my experience and merit. So I think it should be seen as offensive to be given shortcuts and handouts because you're a woman or minority. And I think that actual equality is giving the job to the right person who is the most qualified and capable to do that job.
MYK, do we tell her?
Like, how do you think you got your job here?
Kayla says on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, by the way, if you can't get through on the phones, please comment on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. She said, if this situation were flipped and a white guy was hired just because he's white, there would be outrage. I agree.
317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is LaToya.
Do you think that people, it's more important to have diversity in the workplace, which is a good thing, or do you need to be hired based solely on your experience?
Well, I do believe that you should be, of course, hired based on your experience and your education, but it's funny that this conversation sounds like being a woman, or more importantly, being a diverse, person. This person who wrote at Google and Alex or whatever is making it seem like if you're African-American or Latino or whatever, that you aren't qualified. Like, there are most of us who do have master's degrees and bachelor's degrees, so we can be a minority and get a job at the same time. But it's more often that our names are overlooked on a resume and a white person's name is picked over ours.
No, I think there is a trend in schools when people are applying to get into colleges and jobs that people, they're not even looking. Nothing is merit-based anymore. It's all about race because they just want more and more diversity, but they're not even reading the resumes. And I'm not saying that a minority would not be qualified, because that's definitely not the case. It's just as racist to pick, in my opinion, somebody that is white because they have a white name over somebody else, or just because they're a woman, or they have like I said, a Hispanic last name or something, over a white person. Like, it shouldn't matter at all what your minority is, or what your sexual orientation is, or what your gender is. You should only be chosen for the jobs based on your qualifications. And this guy, Google, was saying, I know as an exec here at our headquarters that you guys are hiring people only because you know that they're black or whatever. And like, that's still wrong. But I'm definitely not saying that if you're a minority, you're not as qualified. Like, that's definitely not what I'm saying.
They should be based on their merit, but I'm pretty sure there's way more people being overlooked who are a minority debate just based solely on their name, who get looked and like, oh, a Shaquisha or a Taekwondo. No, we don't want that. We're going to go with a Holly or a Jake, so I'm pretty sure there's a lot more of that happening than, they're black, so let's just let them in. And I'm pretty sure companies aren't that stupid. It's got to be something that these people have. I mean, even the teacher example. He may not have a teaching degree, but he has a degree in math and science or whatever. So maybe they're going to allow him to get his teaching degree while he's teaching, Mm-hmm. So
I think 20, 30 years ago, what you're saying was the case. And now I think it's flipped. I think it's more about being politically correct and making sure we have, 15 gay people on our team, whether or not they're qualified. Like, all of those types of things that are seen as like a minority in civilization are more important than your qualifications. Chastity on Facebook says, my husband's job has been doing this for years. Every year it gets worse and worse around that place, so everyone's just so worried about being PC that his workplace is just falling apart instead of hiring the right people.
Have you experienced this, like, with you? Like, you feel like you've been passed over? Have you had that experience? Or do you think?
I'm pretty sure I have been, because if you see a LaToya on a resume, even though I have a master's degree, and I'm like, how am I not getting jobs and stuff? I don't know, they say our job is not guaranteed. They say, go to school, get an education, do better for yourself. But then I'm pretty sure I do get looked over plenty of times.
Hey, yeah. LaToya, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show and speaking this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
You're welcome. You have a good one. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show.
Tony says Google is notoriously whitewashed. Diversity hiring is a good thing for them. Jennifer says if you hire qualified people to do the work, which is more important than people, will still complain about diversity. If you try to even it out and stay out of trouble, people will complain because the job is not getting done right or it's not getting done fast enough. So lots of interesting comments. You can, like I said, or like Joe just said, get in touch with us through social media.
I'll tell you right now, myself personally, I wish this morning show had a little bit more diversity and a little bit more experience, because right now I don't like what I got.